I'm Kathy Dawes with Ron Fear, City Manager, Manhattan, also Manhattan Mayor Yu Shireti, and I know some other meetings and things going on with the City of Manhattan we do want to talk about. 537-1350 if you have questions or comments in this last segment with the two Manhattan officials. And I know that next week we mentioned the work session, Ron.
Really, the work session next week will be focused on stormwater rates and fees. And so we've had a stormwater fee program for a long time. It's been in place and really needs to be modernized and upgraded. You know, for example, one of the issues we have is there's just one flat fee for residential property. And that and it's really, when you think about stormwater runoff, you look at impervious. So your rooftop, your driveway, things that don't absorb and slow the water down. And so the rate's the same today for a very small house to a very big house that has a three-car garage and big stuff. And understand we have a phone call.
Yes, we do. Let's go ahead and take a call. Welcome to In Focus with the Mayor and City Manager of Manhattan. Go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to talk to you about the 100-mile-an-hour chases through town by the whatever county police are chasing people in, whether it's Shawnee or Pot County or our own Riley. You know, it's a quality of life thing. There's two cars hit on the way in the chase. We got last time, we had the helicopter from Topeka found the guy. If you know who he is and where he lives and all about him, you know, it's a threat to the public with your high-speed chases. When you get into the sessions in the law board, I wish you'd think about it. Thank you.
And appreciate you mentioning, because law board is meeting today, and I know the mayor will be in on that meeting, and also we will have Josh Kyle on a little bit later this week on In Focus. But
absolutely,
there was a little scary on Fort Riley Boulevard last week, no doubt about that.
And we hope we don't have any more of those. But I think our police officers did what they can to manage the situation. And sometimes those incidences can't be thought about. I mean, they go through so fast that you have to react pretty quickly. Otherwise, something really bad will happen. But if you want more information, feel free to come to the law board meeting and ask, or email one of the police officers or the director, Brad Schoen, for more information. I myself don't have all of the details for that, because some of it is not public information for a variety of reasons. But I think it was reported well, and I think our officers did a wonderful job. And it's always a collaborative effort, because you're dealing with so many police officers from a wide range of fields and areas. So, I really appreciate the call, and definitely we will discuss some of these issues at our law board meeting today.
Dave wanted to add a few things.
Ron, Kathy and I talked about this off air, because that chase originated in Rossville.
Right.
And ended up, obviously, here in the city of Manhattan and in Riley County. There was some $30,000 in cash, and as we know, some of those items that criminals possess go into the possession of the police department.
Right.
Does that go to Rossville, Shawnee County, or is it shared among the various jurisdictions? Do you have...
I don't know.
You know, I think that's probably a Brad Schoen question.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Just
I'm
because they're
not
part of the city, I don't really deal with their funds, and so I'm not as.
But that would be an interesting question, I think, Mayor, for you to ask. You know, what the situation is. That I know that's a big deal, because you know, during my time on the law board, you know, the police department has utilized proceeds from those arrests for equipment purposes, largely. You know, and that's helped budgetary matters, obviously.
Absolutely.
And here's $30,000, you know, Rossville could probably use that, too.
Right.
And I was just kind of curious where that was.
I think they've turned the investigation
up
over to Riley County Police, though, the last notification that I received. So I think Riley County Police took over the investigation, but I'm not sure either. We'll have to have Andrew Shores check on it, or
maybe
the mayor.
I think that's a great question.
When he's at law board today.
And actually, at next week's work session, Brad Schoen will be there to give an update. So if we don't get it at the law board, we can get it there.
Right.
Good questions.
Thank you,
appreciate
Dave.
That. 537-1350. Back to the work session.
Back to
next
the
week.
So we were talking about stormwater fees, and so really trying to the whole, you know, what's a best practice in stormwater rates now, and it's really trying to determine, and of course we have our ability to measure that through aerial photography and mapping is so much with GIS is so much more precise in determining the other, and one of the things we've discovered is really it's the commercial properties probably haven't been paying their fair share. So when you think about that, you have a big box store with a very large parking lot, and some of them may or may not have put in place some stormwater detention for that aspect of things. And so all of those issues factor in to what those rates should be based on the various classifications of the property. And so that's really dissecting what we have, looking at what are the best practices out there in the industry and in Kansas specifically, and then tailoring a program that better reflects that.
Mayor, your thoughts on the work session next week?
No, I know it's one of those things that's not an exciting topic, but it's something we need to do, especially when we're going to be starting to talk about budget as we come closer. But yeah, I think it'll be a good discussion and something we can't avoid because there are so many businesses that are coming into Manhattan these days.
Speaking of more exciting topics, the airport thing.
Yes, very exciting.
was a rather interesting one, and yeah.
It was a good little roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
That was so, you know, we had a situation. We have a phone call.
Yes, we do.
Gonna bail me out.
There we go. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please.
Hey there. This is Brandon Irwin calling about the ordinance that's going to be discussed tonight in the City Commission meeting. And I just have a question that I'd like Usha and perhaps the city manager to discuss, which is, you know, this ordinance is bringing up a lot of issues from a few different groups in the community, particularly landlords and also renters. And it seems to me like the central question here that we need to be able to answer is, you know, what role does or should the government, the local government, play in ensuring safe and affordable housing here? Some people would say that there's no role at all, and some people would say that it certainly has a big role. And you see this question being answered in a lot of different ways in communities across the country. And so, I also want to mention briefly before I turn it over to you that, you know, one sort of argument you hear is that, well, you know, let's let the free market sort of run its course and correct, you know, any issues with quality and cost in housing. But there's in fact some other forces operating in Manhattan that make that a less viable option, including, you know, the military housing allowances that allows, you know, landlords to basically set their prices at whatever that allowance is. And also there are some neighborhoods that are insulated from, you know, sort of the traditional market forces, like, you know, homes that are close to campus, which are always going to be in high demand and won't, you know, prices won't be affected by that. So I'd like to hear your panel's thoughts on the role of our local government in ensuring safe and affordable housing.
Appreciate that. Just a couple of minutes left, actually.
Absolutely.
I don't know, Mayor, if you want to take that first.
Those are two different components, so let's address safety first. Safety, I think, does fall under the mission and guidelines for city commissioners and our city staff. Safety is always primary. As far as affordable housing, some people, we definitely need more affordable housing. We have a variety of demographics in our community, and we want to make sure they have access to a variety of options for housing. And I've heard from our community members that we don't have enough affordable housing. At the same time, we are in an area where we are surrounded by other communities that have other types of housing that, you know, can take care of certain people or that might want to live on the outskirts of Manhattan. But we don't want to, we also want to make sure whoever is developing, if they come to us with their proposal, we're not going to say no or yes or no to that developer. What we are making our decisions on is a zoning area or if it's a multiplex or whatever it might be. But we can't say no to a developer who wants to develop in a certain area in our community simply because we feel the housing is not affordable. I don't feel like that's where we have a say in it. We can definitely encourage them to have affordable housing, and we try to make sure we don't have an imbalance as to apartments or houses of that sort. But I don't think we're doing the best we can with what we have. Do we need more affordable housing? Absolutely.
Ron, any more to add on that?
I would just add, you know, I think the mayor's right as on the, you know, the government's role in trying to ensure a process for improved safety and improved maintenance of facilities. And I think this ordinance starts to get to some of that, not only for rental property, but again, property maintenance is an ongoing thing for owner-occupied housing as well. And so the affordability issue is a bigger issue, and different aspects of that to determine what is affordable. I think we have done a decent job. We've had of issuing tax credit type housing that exists in the community. The Community Housing Partnership certainly has made some initiatives and in that area. And so, you know, that the free market on the competition factor does it. And you know, college tuition is high. And so folks are looking for things that they might be willing to pay less for that maybe don't, at least initially, looks good, but may have issues. And so this inspection from a property maintenance standpoint, it's really more of a renter education and landlord education component to know if there are some interior problems, there's a way to get to some of that if you have willing parties that are willing to go down that road. And we have that today.
Mm-hmm. Well, appreciate the phone call. We're out of time.
I know we have other things. We got to the airport, but we can do it next
Darn,
time.
Darn, I can tell Ron's disappointed.
May 5th is when the big planes start.
Yes,
all right.
Buy tickets.
Well, thanks to both of you for stopping by. Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy, City Manager Ron Fear, you've been listening to In Focus.
Thank you.
Coming up tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus, Blue Valley Randolph USD 384 Superintendent Brady Burton and Ronnie County Schools USD 378 Superintendent Cliff Williams will be joining us. We'll also find out more about the Manhattan Public Library's annual book sale. That tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus. Regular programming throughout the afternoon, but we do have K-State women's basketball coming your way. Manhattan High basketball will be streamed on our website, newsradiokman.com. 6:30 for the beginning of the broadcast for K-State women tonight on K-Man.
When you shop at Carpet One of Manhattan, you're among members of the community. Carpet One of Manhattan, KMAN, Manhattan.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. The Trump administration is out with new plans to crack down on illegal immigrants.